this is not really related to the game, but I think I heard something or read something with the My Cause, My Beach thing. Are you doing something, or did I not hear that right?
Yeah, actually, you know, there's quite a few of the coaches on our staff, actually, are doing it along. I think Bob as well, Quinn. So there's quite a few of us, and mine in particular is kind of falls in line with my wife and I's foundation, the Jim and Cheryl Caldwell Foundation. We are my cleats for the Midnight Golf Program, which is one that has been in here in the Detroit area for quite some time. And Renee Fluker actually started it. And it's not playing golf at night, just in case anybody wants to know. It's what they use is they use golf to obviously attract young people and kind of teach them, you know, how to live their life around the game of golf. But it's a mentoring, tutoring sort of initiative that really they have several thousand applicants, and they choose 250 or 60 or so. And of those individuals, they follow them through their senior year in high school, help them in terms of going on to college with funding. Once they're in college, it gives them support mechanism. Then also after college and starting their careers, internships, et cetera. I had an opportunity to go over for the first time and see the young people that have come out of the program, and it was absolutely unbelievably impressive. And so we got involved in it, so that's kind of what we're going to do. Wear the shoe for the Midnight Golf Program. So it should be a great time, I think, for all. I know a number of our players are also wearing cleats for different reasons and different causes. So, you know, I think it'll be certainly well worthwhile.
Jim, Terrell does a good job really utilizing all weapons available to him. You saw it last year with Miles, you know, getting him in, creating some packages for him. We see a little bit with Tees here. How beneficial is that to get those guys in early in their career so that when you have a situation like you have with Miles now where he's asked to step into a role, it's not foreign to him. It's kind of a progression he's built up to that level.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, obviously a development of what the talent you have. The experience is key. But, you know, more so than anything else, we do it because of the fact that we have good players that deserve to be on the field, and they help us get us in position to win. So we have on defense a lot of different packages using their particular strengths to try to give us some assistance in getting the opposition stopped. So, yeah, we use quite a bit of them, and we try to use as many of them as we possibly can if they're certainly capable of helping us.
This is a return game, first time for Rick Wagner. Just wondering, big acquisition for you guys this offseason. What has he given you through his first 11 games in this organization?
Yeah, good, steady toughness. You know, obviously he's one of those guys that can battle through any and everything. He's got experience. Brings the toughness that you're looking for. And he's been around the block a bit. So, you know, it'll be obviously for him going back, it'll be but just like for TJ a couple of weeks ago, and same thing for this young man as well. Know a lot of people, probably the first time that he's had an opportunity to see them outside of the setting when he was there. So I'm sure it'll bring back some memories for him. But all in all, I think, you know, his focus when it comes down to it will be going out there and trying to get in position to win that game. And that's the most important thing for him.
Is this play picked up a play? I don't know, you know, when he was dealing with that ankle a little bit early on, he had a couple, you know, rough moments, I guess, maybe against the Vikings and the Giants, if I remember right. But it seems like he's been a little, you know, maybe more to what you guys expected.
He's been steady. I mean, no one's going to be, you know, exactly perfect in ball games, but I think he's been good and steady. He's done some good things for us.
Their defensive coordinator was talking yesterday about your quarterback Stafford, not just the arm strength, but running the show, as he called it, at the line of scrimmage. How important is that, those 20-second intervals, you know, from breaking the huddle to the snap, the quarterback getting things sorted out and getting them bent?
Yeah, for us it's extremely important because there's a lot of things that go on there, you know, from protection issues to obviously problems that the defense is going to give you and whether or not you're, you know, getting into or getting out of a bad play because of maybe a look they're giving you, things of that nature. So he has a grasp of a lot of different things that he has to function with there. And it's very important for guys to at that spot to be very aware and be able to make adjustments on the run.
Coach, you've had progress here. You've obviously been able to get to the playoffs and do some different things. Is there anything in your mind that is holding this team back from being able to beat playoff teams consistently? Like, is there one thing that you would point to and say, that's what needs to be done, you know, for that to happen?
I would say no. It's not an easy thing. First of all, I mean, everybody talks about it as if it's a rite of passage. It's highly difficult. It's highly competitive. I think the thing that holds any team back, not just this team, whatever team it is, from reaching the goals you'd like, the goals is just plain effectiveness. You know, how effective are you? How good are you in terms of executing your techniques and fundamentals? How few mistakes you make? Those things are all part of it. Number one indicator, obviously, is turnovers. Those are the things. I think just good, solid football consistently is obviously a hallmark to good play, and good play will give you a chance.
Why are they so good at forcing turnovers? I think they lead the league in interceptions and takeaways and turnover margins.
So. Yeah, they tight coverage. So every time you're throwing it to a guy that's got a guy fairly close to the action. They have really good ball skills. Tip balls don't hit the ground. And then also they've gotten sack fumbles and, they force fumbles. They maybe make you throw it a little bit faster than you'd like. They get free to with a good bead on maybe the ball carrier in certain situations. They run and hit well. They do a lot of things well.
Judon is a local guy. How was he looked on film? I know he's
good.
He's got a Hall of Fame run on the opposite side of him.
Yeah, no, he's good. He can rush the passer. I mean, he's been a couple of years now. He's done a nice job.
Just kind of a rare game. Both teams seem to have something in common. Just reading the comments from the Ravens, they miss Haloti Ngata. So are you. Why is he such an important guy to teams?
It's just very rare that you can find a guy that's that big and strong and runs as well as he runs, and then with superb leadership qualities and abilities as well. So there's only one Haloti Ngata, very few guys quite like him. So without question, but they got a big guy up front that's doing a pretty good job though since he's left too. Brandon's doing a nice job in there, big tough guy.
Couple more for Coach.
Got a really experienced safety group over there. Just wondering what sort of challenges Weddle and Webb and Tony Jefferson, those guys, all present for you.
Yeah, anytime you have a group of guys that have experience, the things that they have, different, obviously Weddle with different teams and all of the different things that he's seen through the years, there's not too many things that are going to catch them by surprise, and not too many things are going to be an oddity to them. And they're going to be in the right position the great majority of the time. But then also they can anticipate things. It helps them get their hands on balls. I think Weddle has more interceptions than anybody. I guess he's got four, I think, out of that group, if I'm not mistaken. Jimmy Smith has three at the corner, but there's several guys with three. But I think that more so than anything else, Webby is really good at football instincts. I mean, he's always had them. He can break on the ball quickly. He's a guy that's played corner, played inside. I mean, he can do it all. So anytime you got that kind of experience between those guys, that you don't surprise them with much. You have to be really good at what you do.
One other thing on the shoes, the painted cleats. How much do you enjoy that? Just to see some of your players, maybe personality, come out a little bit, and coaches for that matter too, and take make it personal to let their causes be known, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's probably more about the cause than maybe about the cleats. The cause is the most important thing. You're going to see some that have some very personal sort of decrees on their cleats that deal with family members that have maybe been stricken by cancer or diabetes or whatever it might be. So I think it's more so about the cause, more so than anything else about the personality, because they're not just fanfare. It's not just something where guys want to have an ornate sort of a shoe on to make it appear that, hey, they're allowing me to show my personality in this situation. It's really about something that's going to make a difference in our communities. And any time that our guys can be a part of that, I think that's extremely important. Our platform that we have is extremely important and should be utilized, I think, in a positive way, and that's what I think what the shoes give us an opportunity to do.
Do you think they should be allowed to just do it for every game?
I'm not certain. I'm glad they're doing it at this particular point in time. And, I would not anticipate that being every game.
How did you decide to get involved? I don't think coaches did it last year. Maybe if they did, I just missed it. But what was the impetus for you to,
I was told that I could, so I took advantage of it.
One last question.
Yeah, one other thing about golf. Your old quarterback, Peyton Manning, got a hole in one yesterday. 196 yards, 5 irons, probably a wedge for you. But what do you think of that if you had a hole in one?
I've never had one. It doesn't surprise me if that's his first one. I'm assuming he's probably had many. He can hit a golf ball. He's got a little bit more time to do it now, so I'd expect a lot more to follow. captains, Ballore, special teams, Tahir, defense, and two on offense, Golden and Rick Wagner.